Lauderdale FM, Woodbridge, WMAL, Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson, and we begin this morning with breaking traffic news. There is a serious problem on the Beltway in Tysons. Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, what's the latest?
And Bill, it's the outer loop still shut down. Outer loop southbound of the Beltway at the exit for 123 in Tysons. Multi-car crash. Inner loop side is open, and I'll have more details and options for you for your commute coming up next in the traffic.
Also new this hour, President Obama is stepping up U.S. efforts to restore peace in Syria.
Just as I've approved additional support for Iraqi forces against ISIL, I've decided to increase U.S. support for local forces fighting ISIL in Syria. A small number of American Special Operations Forces are already on the ground in Syria, and their expertise has been critical as local forces have driven ISIL out of key areas. So given the success, I've approved the deployment of up to 250 additional U.S. personnel in Syria, including special forces, to keep up this momentum.
These will be special operations forces, so their mission is not a combat mission. It's to advise and assist the local forces on the ground that have shown progress in parts of northern and eastern Syria.
Correspondent Athena Jones, the president's announcement came during a visit to Germany. An unprecedented alliance between two presidential hopefuls is geared toward denying Donald Trump the GOP nomination. Ted Cruz will step back in Oregon and New Mexico, where John Kasich has strength. Kasich will reciprocate for Cruz in Indiana. Tomorrow is primary day in Maryland, and if you'll be voting tomorrow, there are some things to keep in mind.
If you haven't already registered to vote, it's too late. Marylanders were offered the opportunity to register during early primary voting, but that's not allowed today. You also can't change your party affiliation, so
if the voters, for the most part, are not registered with the Democratic or the Republican Party, they're not going to be able to participate.
The Administrator of Elections for Maryland, Linda Lamone, says there's been confusion about that in other states with the same rule.
People have such an interest in the presidential race that they're going to the primary elections even though the primaries are closed.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And turnout tomorrow could be heavier than usual for a Maryland primary.
With early voting in Maryland nearly double this year, a big turnout is expected in the Maryland primary.
On the Republican side, Maryland is not a Ted Cruz state, so you would expect Donald Trump to probably do well here. So I don't know that anybody is expecting any surprises on the presidential race side.
St. Mary's College political analyst Todd Eberle.
On the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton seems favored to win. The demographics of Maryland make it a good fit for her.
Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
So who does Hillary Clinton have in mind for vice president? A list is reportedly coming together.
According to the New York Times, the Democratic frontrunner for president is compiling a list of 15 to 20 potential running mates, with Ernest vetting to start by late spring. In the face-off for votes, Bernie Sanders insists the fight is far from over, but admits it isn't going to be easy.
Correspondent Mary Maloney. A march in Baltimore to mark the anniversary of Freddie Gray's death turned political. The march began at the mall where students and police officers clashed on April 27th last year, setting in motion a night of looting, rioting, and arson across much of the city. State Senator Catherine Pugh, a candidate for Baltimore mayor, walked in the march. Former Mayor Sheila Dixon and Congressman Chris Van Hollen, who's in a tight race for Senate, also took part yesterday. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,004, the Nasdaq at 4906. Sports, the Nationals beat the Twins in 16 innings, the Orioles lose in Kansas City, and the Capitals win their playoff series against the Flyers. Now they'll meet the Penguins in the Eastern Conference semifinals. WMAL News Time 604. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Don't be surprised by the spring rains.
You do have a slight chance for a shower.
Know before you go with accurate and dependable forecasts.
Probably going to be some problems with some power outages.
From the Weather Channel and Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. I know you're worried. The markets are dizzying. The election is nerve-wracking. Everything from terrorism to Zika makes life, well, downright scary. But you know what? You're still going to retire one day. Uh-oh, did I just scare you a little more? I don't mean to. And in fact, we might even be able to fix it for you. With some proper financial planning, you actually get to feel better, gain some control over your life, focused on where you're headed with a solid plan for getting you there. Call me at Edelman Financial Services and let my colleagues and me help you fulfill your aspirations. Let you retire in comfort and financial security, care for aging parents, help out the kids and grandkids. We'll help you create a plan to achieve all your financial goals. Just call us at 888- 888-PLAN-RIC. That's 888-PLAN-RIC. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway Outer Loop accident cleanup continues and closed is the Beltway Outer Loop right at the exit for 123 and Tyson's. Traffic is being taken off of the Beltway onto 123, and you can take that over toward Route 7 and Tyson's back through to the Beltway. But definitely you want to plan ahead. You might even want to take the toll road, go west if you're heading out in the westbound direction. If you're typically need to get to 66 or the George Washington Parkway. Depends where you're going. Now, if you're on the inner loop side, your travel lanes are open. On 66, it's about the volume forming. Same story with 95. Northbound, though, as you get into Newington, report of a stalled car along the way. In the 3rd Street Tunnel, improving. Looks like finally the road work from overnight has cleared. Northbound 3rd Street Tunnel with lanes open. Metro Rail single tracks between Van Ness and DuPont Circle. Traffic update brought to you by Here Maps. It's the free app that comes with voice-guided car navigation, live traffic and roadwork updates, public transit maps and schedules, and all the info you need to keep moving on your commute. Learn more at here.com/move. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good start to the week with milder temperatures coming in on a south-southeasterly wind today, 82 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 51 in Vienna, 48 in Damascus, 51 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Here Maps. Republicans and Democrats are frantically preparing for the Acela primary tomorrow. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 6:07 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up later this morning, 7:05, our weekly visit with Joe DiGenova. We got some Benghazi news over the weekend. We'll talk to Joe. 7:35 now, Gardner of Heritage Foundation. He follows all things UK, and we'll have him analyze the president's controversial statements in Britain over the Brexit issue. 8:05, Greg Klein of Red Maryland gives us his analysis of tomorrow's big primary day. And then at 8:35, Virginia delegate Tim Hugo on Governor McAuliffe's unilateral granting of voting rights to 200,000 ex-felons. Loaded morning to get you going on this Monday. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
A deal has been struck, and it's not a secret deal. It's very much out in the open. Ted Cruz and John Kasich have cut a deal, and the idea is they're going to work together in certain states to try and keep Donald Trump from getting to 1,237 delegates. I mean, they're very open about this. I mean, John Kasich says, I'm going to get out of the way in Indiana. Because, you know, Ted Cruz is doing better than I am in Indiana, and I want him to prevail. Because the one thing I want more than anything is for Donald Trump not to prevail in Indiana. So I'm going to get out of the way. I'm going to shut my operation down. I'm going to go and focus elsewhere. Ted Cruz has said, in return, I will get out of the way in Oregon and New Mexico, two states where John Kasich is doing better. And because the one thing that Ted Cruz wants more than anything is for Donald Trump not to get to 1,237. Mm. So it's in his interest to do this. And they're saying, yes, we are working in concert. Well, working in concert is what they call it. Donald Trump says it's collusion. They're colluding against me. And it's rigged. The system is rigged against me. And so my question for you here this morning, having heard the details of this plan that is underway by Kasich and Cruz, is it fair or is it unfair? Because when you say it's rigged, you're saying, well, the system's not fair. Is it fair for them to do this or is it not fair? I want to know how you feel about this deal. It's not a secret deal. It's very much out in the open. What do you think about it? 1-888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL. Is it fair or is it foul? I'd love to know what you think about it. I, for one, think all's fair in love and war in politics. And look, I mean, these two guys, their only hope is to get a second ballot chance at the nomination and to deny to Donald Trump the 1,237 delegates he needs to clinch the thing, and so it's their last option. And quite frankly, it may not be enough. I think it's all going to come down to Indiana,
I think Indiana's going to be the key place. If Donald Trump does well in Indiana, it would be very hard to stop him, it would seem, from getting to 1,237. So this is a last-ditch effort by Cruz and Kasich to work together to see if they can still deny Donald Trump the nomination. And I say, well, that's the way politics is. Sometimes, politics makes for strange bedfellows. And that guy that you've been against for a long, long time, in this particular case, is your friend. So that's the way the game is played. I don't think it's unfair, and I think Donald Trump understands this, but he gets some political mileage out of saying that the system is rigged.
Okay, so here's the deal. Whenever Donald Trump has said the system is rigged, he has been talking about the whole question of delegates who are bound to vote for him on the first ballot who are actually aligned with Ted Cruz, so that on the second ballot they'll vote for Ted Cruz.
Right.
He thinks that that's wrong. First of all, that's not rigged either. But on this thing, if he has said this is rigged, he's on Pluto. Okay, no, it's not rigged. I mean, candidates do this all the time. What candidates don't do is they announce it. That's the weird thing.
Yeah.
That's the unprecedented, extraordinary thing, that these candidates actually issued press releases within moments of each other last night.
I know.
Saying, here's what we're doing. Kasich's going to pull out of Indiana so Cruz can win there. And that's bizarre. That's not rigged. But that happened in 2008. Let's face it, Mike Huckabee knew by late January that he was not going to win that nomination.
Exactly.
He stayed in because he was helping his buddy John McCain, and he wanted to stop Mitt Romney. And it worked. You go to those southern primary states on Super Tuesday, and the social conservative evangelical vote was split between Romney and Huckabee. Those are voters that McCain was never really popular with. If it were a binary choice between Romney and McCain in 2008, and you hit those southern states, you got a real race on your hands.
Right.
Huckabee screwed it all up. People were calling him around this town the Mitt Killer. They knew what he was doing, okay? They just didn't issue a press release about it.
Right.
Here's what Donald Trump has said. And I'm sorry, if you see him saying it's rigged, he's completely out to lunch on that. Donald Trump said last night on Twitter, wow, just announced that Lyon, Ted, and Kasich are going to collude in order to keep me from getting the Republican nomination. Desperation, he says in all caps. Lyon, Ted, and Kasich are mathematically dead and totally desperate. Their donors and special interest groups are not happy with them. Sad. Yeah, they're colluding. I mean, this is the definition of collusion. Is it wrong?
What?
Well, here's the thing. If you're a Cruz guy and you're now getting help from the epitome of establishment Republicanism,
John Kasich, yeah,
pro Common Core, pro pathway to citizenship, John Kasich, pro Obamacare in the state of Ohio, John Kasich, it's got to make you wonder, geez, we got to win with these guys? Well, I guess we got to win with those guys.
All right, so the deal has been announced. Is it fair? Is it foul? Keith and Gaithersburg, you're up first with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, gentlemen. It doesn't matter whether it's fair. That's something the Democrats would ask. It's whether it's in the rules. However, if this is in the rules, it's a move that will push me to vote for Trump.
Really?
Yeah.
So were you on the bubble anyway?
I was on the edge. I was thinking of switching over to Cruz, and now I said, nah, going to stay with
So
Trump.
You don't think it's fair then? If it's going to make you change the way you're going to vote, then you are offended by what has happened here.
Yes.
Huh.
Interesting.
That's very interesting. It may backfire on them.
Yeah, I don't know why they announced it.
thank you, Keith. How about John in Woodbridge? John, good morning. You're on with Brian and Larry.
Good morning. Yeah, I think Trump got where he is by maneuvering the system, these kinds of games. He's told everybody that Ted Cruz is not eligible to be president, which the courts are saying is not true. And so now when someone just uses the rules the other way around, even though this is how Trump got to where he is, he does what's best for him, which is to scream about it. I think that nothing's been fair so far, and I think Trump is just now trying to play games.
Yeah,
so.
Well, I mean, to give Trump his due, I mean, I understand what you're saying, and you have a point. He says all these outrageous things, things that are at the very least worthy of a legitimate challenge, like saying that Ted Cruz is not eligible to be president, which, of course, the vast majority of legal scholars have said, of course, he is. But the difference is, he hasn't colluded with other candidates to pick up a strategy where, you spend money in this state, I'll pull out of that state because all we got to do is stop this person. I mean, yes, he says outrageous things, but ultimately, he goes down to election day and he's gotten the votes, John.
But there were 17 candidates running, and I don't think that's fair. I think the bozos who hung in there so long. It's not a normal election in that sense.
That's right.
Not a normal election.
All right. Well, listen, what do you think about this deal that's been announced by Cruz and Kasich that they're going to work together where Kasich's going to get out of the way in Indiana and Cruz is going to get out of the way of Kasich in Oregon and New Mexico? Is it fair? Is it foul? Is it unfair to Donald Trump? Love to hear what you think. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
It's not fair. It's 6:15. Now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten, and she is on top of a really ugly day today.
Horrible day, yeah.
At the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We have a little bit of change for the better,
okay,
so things starting to improve. I know we're an hour and a half into this, but the outer loop of the Beltway in Tysons, that had been shut down until just a few moments ago. They have reopened the express lanes, outer loop at the exit for 123. Express lanes open now. That had been shut down too. And they're allowing slowly that right lane to get by on the Beltway. They've just reopened that. But big delays before you even get to the toll road and filter down to just one right lane. You need to plan ahead, plan for extra time, or plan on taking a little bit of a detour as well. Inner loop side, not affected. Your travel lanes are open if you're coming northbound through that stretch of town. Let's get you elsewhere with 66 volume. Same story with 95 and 395, 270 through Urbana and down past 109 for the stop and go. Metro Rail commuters, problems on the red line. Unscheduled track repairs are now going on. Single tracking between Van Ness and DuPont Circle. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Beautiful day today. Sunny, few clouds, breezy, maybe windy at times. High of 82 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, low of 64. And tomorrow, sunny with a few clouds here and there. Tomorrow's high, 85 degrees. Right now, 51 in the nation's capital, 617.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
Ted Cruz betting big on Indiana, announcing he's joining forces with John Kasich in an unprecedented last-ditch effort to stop Donald Trump. The divide-and-conquer agreement, Cruz's campaign will, quote, focus its time and resources in Indiana, and, quote, clear the path for Kasich in Oregon and New Mexico. Kasich confirming the campaign collusion in a statement, writing that, quote, keeping Trump from a plurality in Indiana is critical to keeping him from the nomination.
All right, so that was CNN's assessment of what has happened. But listen, they didn't try to hide it. They came right out and said what they were going to do. And the Donald says it's a desperate act. What do you think about this? How about Jerry and Alexandria? You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
I think it further undermines the process, and it also highlights those that are from the establishment. Because though the rules have been set up, you even had someone on the Republican side saying that votes don't matter. It's the delegates that count. So in essence, you're saying, you want to manipulate my vote. If I want to legitimately vote for one of these candidates in these states, you're telling me that, hey, you're going to pull back because you want the process to go this way. You're trying to control the people's process.
Well, you can still
vote. That's why I know it's going to backfire. And it already is backfiring, and they're desperate, man.
I'm sympathetic to your sentiment, but let's just be real about this. You can vote for whoever you want to. The people of Indiana, if they still have their hearts set on John Kasich as their nominee, God bless those Hoosiers, they can still vote for him. He's just saying, I'm not spending any money there, and I'm not going to be flying in to campaign there.
Exactly. I mean, yeah, you can still... That's one aspect where you still have control, but the example I gave you about the Republican guy, I can't think of his name, but that literally said that, hey, the votes don't matter, it's the delegates that really decide.
Well, that is true.
So, yeah, it's still manipulating the process. You're playing games, and that's what they've been doing in Washington all this time, is playing games.
But Jerry, that's not manipulating the process. That's the process.
No, it is.
But Jerry, I'll explain.
Legal.
I'll tell you what I mean. The process from day one of the Republican Party has been the delegates who go to the convention select the nominee. Now, every state has their own way of deciding who those delegates are and what the rules are. and they can decide whatever they want those states.
They're choosing to exercise it now. If it were Rubio or Bush, you wouldn't be having this discussion. They're choosing to take to do what you're saying. They're choosing to do what you're saying right now. You're saying because of who the people are deciding on.
I think it's partly because it's also partly because it's such a close race. Well, it's the first time it actually matters.
Yeah, I think that what you have them doing, I mean, I think their motivation is it's their last-ditch hope.
They did it in 1976 with Gerald Ford and Ronald Reagan, though. I mean, not talking about this collusion. Jerry's just talking about the whole idea of delegates not necessarily going with what the electorate. It's not unprecedented, Jerry, and it's not rigging the system. It is the system.
Mike in Springfield, you're up next with Brian and Larry. Hello, Mike. That's line 8. You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. This is absolutely astonishing in the fact that, and once again, the people in the halls of power are deciding what they want to do regardless of what the will of the people is. This is just another example of how they're making an end run around rules, or they're making their own rules so that they can take and make sure that they stay in power or that they come into power. It's ridiculous. We are speaking and saying, look, we want Donald Trump because people have voted for him. They have more. He has more delegate votes than Ted Cruz. Okay, so they're saying that they want Donald Trump. Kasich, well, he doesn't have very many at all, and they're saying that they don't want him. So now, in order to say, okay, well, we're going to thwart Donald Trump, we're going to make an end run around what you guys want.
And this angers you.
Oh, very much so.
But you were always going to vote for Trump, right?
I'm still on the bubble. I'm leaning very much towards Trump in regards to, I like his idea for the wall. I'm very much in for that. I've been saying that for years myself. And, you know, I like some of what Cruz says because he's very meticulous, very articulate, and very detailed in his ability to say things.
And very quickly, since you're a guy that, you know, ostensibly still on the bubble, when you see this kind of thing, does it push you more toward the Trump camp?
Yes, it does.
That's all interesting. Right. Well, listen, more of your call straight ahead at 622.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from ARS. You could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
I love the guys over at Ted Britt Automotive in Northern Virginia. They've been selling Fords and Lincolns and Chevys and all kinds of cars out there for 57 years. You can't stay in the auto dealership business for 57 years without doing something right and doing it right by the customers, by the people who are buying those. These guys, they're solid as a Ford pickup truck. That's how solid they are. Or if you like the Chevy pickup truck, okay, they're as solid as a Chevy pickup truck too. Either way, Ted Britt Automotive, solid group of people. And here's an example of it. They got this great program, Ted Britt for Life. Guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. They got great deals too. They got prices up to $500 to $2,000 below the competition on their Chevy, Ford, and Lincoln models. They've got a great selection as well. I can't stop talking about how good they are. And also, by the way, just go over and meet them. I mean, the folks that work there, that's the bottom line. You want to have a handshake and a deal with people that you trust who are going to take care of you. That's Ted Britt Automotive. Go schedule your next service there or stop by their showroom, Sterling, Chantilly, or Fairfax. Visit them online, tedbritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
Before the first kiss, before the first I love you, well, you have to have the first date. And the first date needs to start with an introduction. That's where the first date specialists at It's Just Lunch come in. Here's how it works. You'll meet with your matchmaker. Mine was Kim, and she was awesome. You'll sit down, she'll get to know you, and find out exactly what you're looking for in a dating partner. Then, she'll hand-select quality matches from the It's Just Lunch exclusive membership base. She'll pre-screen those matches. She'll handle the logistics even book the reservations. It's an absolute piece of cake. Why overcomplicate things with online dating services? Ditch your laptop for a tabletop. I can tell you firsthand, you'll meet some great people and you'll go on some quality dates. Busy people talk about how little time they have. Productive people make time for what's important. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today. Be dating tomorrow.
625 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Getting a little better?
Yes. Beltway finally gets some movement here in the Tysons area. Outer loop southbound as you make the trip just at the exit for 123, the scene of the crash. Boy, there's so much to clean up. Had a car fire, had one overturned, but they are making progress. The right lane of the Beltway now open at the exit for 123, so you're not being forced to get off of the Beltway. Express lanes, those have been reopened, so if you ever wanted to do those express lanes, good morning to try so. Inner loop side, not affected. Delays right as you come out of Maryland after you cross the American Legion Bridge. Plan for the extra time or your diversion if you want to work around that. 395 off the Beltway through Landmark, stop and go. Coming off of the freeway, looking at delays now in the 3rd Street Tunnel. The overnight lingering road work had finally been cleared, but it looks like you now have a crash on the northbound side of the tunnel right where the construction was. Traffic update brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. If you're computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com, get a free computer diagnosis, and in minutes activate my clean PC software and clean out that junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Have a good start to the new work week. Plenty of dry weather around. Plenty of sunshine today. A little cloud at times. Breezy to windy at times. 82. Tonight, a few clouds and mild. 64. Clouds and sunshine and warm tomorrow. Light breeze and a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stadick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 51 degrees at 626.
All right. It's a deal. Cruz and Kasich have struck a deal. Kasich quits in Indiana. Cruz gets out of the way in Oregon and New Mexico. It's all designed to deny Donald Trump 1,237 delegates. What do you think about that, Mark? Mark and Stafford, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fine. What do you think?
I think these Republicans need to get their act together. The party is so divided right now. There's nothing wrong with the process the way they're going about doing it. They're saying it's rigged. It's not rigged. The Republicans need to stand behind one candidate. Right now, that candidate is Trump.
Okay, so is this move by Cruz and Kasich to strategize together and collude to keep Trump from getting, is that helping get the GOP together, or is it further dividing?
No, it's dividing the party and it's agitating the voters.
Yeah. Well, I hear you.
Well, we'll talk more about this throughout the morning. It is now 6:28 right here on WMAL.
Hey, DC, guess which airline added more nonstop flights than any other out of Reagan National last year? Okay, here's a hint. It's the only airline that doesn't try and stick you with hidden fees. Nothing? Here's another clue. Its colors are red, blue, and yellow, and it saves you tons of green. For more clues, go to southwest.com. More nonstops than ever, zero hidden fees. That's transparency.
Based on comparing schedules published as of 2/12/16 via DLME for year-end 4/2015 to year-end 4/2016.
Your life and your money belong to you until they become your legacy. Don't waste your life's work by failing to plan for the financial future of your loved ones. Price Benowitz helps provide peace of mind by offering legacy services like estate planning, wills, and trusts. When considering your legacy, consider the lawyers at Price Benowitz. Make sure your life's work ends up in the hands of the people you love. Visit pbwills.com or call for a free consultation. 202-LAWYER-5. 202-LAWYER-5.
It's time. The time when players become legends. When moments last forever.
It's over!
The Stanley Cup Playoffs on NBC, NBCSN, CNBC, and USA. Don't miss a moment.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Coming up on WMAL, wait till you hear what guards at the 9/11 Memorial in New York City did to kids when they started singing the national anthem in tribute to the fallen. It's an outrage after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson, and breaking news that may mess with your commute. There is a serious problem on the Beltway in Tysons. Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Any progress in clearing this?
Yes, absolutely. Now, we had some lanes getting by, and now all lanes, literally a moment ago, have just been reopened. Outer Loop in Tysons at 123. I'll have your delays and more coming up in traffic.
Also breaking this morning, President Obama is sending more troops to Syria.
250 additional special operators to Syria. So that would mean a total of 300 in country by the time this is done. We expect them to be there over the next couple of weeks. They could deploy in phases. But that would mean that there are six times the number of special operators in the end than there are now, a significant increase. We heard the president talk about why now, to build the momentum, to keep things going as ISIS continues to lose territory.
Correspondent Michelle Kaczynski. Ted Cruz and John Kasich are still fighting each other for the GOP nomination, but now they've agreed to work together to make sure at least it's one of them that gets it and not Donald Trump.
Sources say it started with a couple of phone calls between advisors last week. It progressed into a secret meeting between the top two officials of both campaigns, and then last night, a jarring dual statement release. John Kasich, Ted Cruz are now working together with the same strategy. Stop Donald Trump.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. Two of D.C.'s leading advocates for legalized marijuana will be making their case at the White House today. Adam Eidinger and Nicholas Schiller are scheduled to meet with officials of the Obama administration to argue that pot should be taken off a government list of dangerous drugs. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,004, the NASDAQ at 4906. Sports, Nicklas Backstrom scores the only goal of the game as the Caps beat the Flyers to advance to the Eastern Conference semifinals. Baseball, the Nats beat the Twins in 16 innings. The O's lose to the Royals. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Is Republican Ami Hober the best person to help us in Congress? Just ask the Pentagon. When they have a problem, Ami Hober is one person they turn to reduce chemical weapons and clean up anthrax overseas or protect our troops here at home. That means Ami Hober's a good choice for our tough problems. To fight terrorism and fix border security, to reduce the deficit and bring jobs here. Ami Hober is a successful small business owner who manages big budgets and solves complex problems. Here is Ami's agenda for growing jobs. Help Maryland businesses get more federal contracts. Promote new ways to extract natural gas that makes sense for the district. Get more workers into high-tech jobs, especially those who have been laid off from Volvo. Ami Hober is ready to help with our toughest problems. In the April 26th Republican primary, Ami Hober for Congress. Maryland USA paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Maryland USA PAC.com.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
You've heard me tell you about our $78 AC tune-up from my stand-up guys at Snell. And along the way, we've heard of other companies following in our path. But one thing I've learned, not all air conditioner tune-ups are created equal. In fact, there are a lot of Johnny-come-latelys willing to sell you an air conditioner tune-up. But you'd do just as well to beat it with a broom and shine a flashlight at it. Hi, this is Dave Snell. The Snell AC tune-up is a thorough 20-point process, including a cleaning and safety inspection. It's real value for your hard-earned money, protecting the safety and comfort of your family. My stand-up guys will spend 90 full minutes restoring your home comfort system to factory specs. So before you go and buy an air conditioner tune-up from just anyone, make sure you know exactly what you're paying for. And when in doubt, just call the stand-up guys from Snell.
703-450-6300 for the stand-up guys from Snell. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway, much better news. Traffic released, all lanes reopened in Tyson's outer loop at 123, where it had been shut down since the beginning of the rush hour. Delays coming out of Maryland as you cross over the American Legion Bridge. So we're still affected here with the lingering delay, so you need to plan for the extra time. Let's go 270 southbound. It's just been about the volume heading south down through Hyattstown and into Clark. Clarksburg, top side of the Maryland Beltway, in through Silver Spring and our normal backups there. No problems to report in Laurel on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. In through town, the problem is this, the accident in the 3rd Street Tunnel. It's affecting the commute each direction coming off of the freeway, especially coming out of Virginia. I'm starting to see those delays back near the 14th Street Bridge. Metro Rail single tracking red line between Van Ness and DuPont Circle. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
So have a good start to the new work week. Plenty of dry weather around, plenty of sunshine today, a little cloud at times, breezy to windy at times, 82. Tonight, a few clouds and mild, 64. Clouds and sunshine and warm tomorrow, light breeze and a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 44 in Springfield, 45 in Greenbelt, 51 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. It is 6:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Well, listen, we got a tough day out on the highways. Jamie Witten's on the job, but we've also got great stuff while you're stuck in traffic to keep you occupied and informed and illuminated. At 7:05, legal analyst Joe DeGeneva. At 7:35, Nal Gardner from Heritage Foundation on the president making a very unusual trip to the UK, where he sided with the David Cameron on the Brexit strategy, and not a lot of people are not very happy about that. 8:05, Greg Klein from Red Maryland. Maryland matters in this presidential primary, and we'll get the lay of the land from Greg Klein coming up at 8:05 and 8:35. The governor of Virginia, with a single stroke of a pen, gives 200,000 felons the right to vote. Virginia Delegate Tim Hugo will weigh in. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
So in New York City, we have this beautiful 9/11 museum, and you really should make a pilgrimage to it. It's fantastic. It's right at Ground Zero, and it's right where the Twin Towers used to stand. And actually, outside of the museum, there's a plaza. It's a park. It's beautiful. And the actual footprints of the two Twin Towers of the World Trade Center are there. And, you know, of course, they were giant, these rectangles, right, that stretched up to the heavens. And where those Twin Towers used to stand, there is a square footprint for each of those two towers. And there's a beautiful waterfall that goes over into this. You can't even see where the water goes. It's the way it's designed. It's a beautiful moment. And there's trees everywhere, and it's just a gorgeous place. And people go there, and they remember what happened on 9/11. And there were a group of middle school children this weekend, on Friday, I believe it was, who were visiting this, and they did this. What a beautiful thing. And they sound great, right?
Yeah, they do.
Middle school choir of kids singing the national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner, and a beautiful patriotic thing to do there at Ground Zero.
It sort of gives you chills.
And then this happened. That's the sound of a security guard saying, "I'm sorry, you can't do that here. You got to stop." And they were dispersed. And the security guard said, that's inappropriate. You can't do that here. All right. Now I've heard some people say, listen, this is a solemn place of remembrance. It's not a, people go there and it's supposed to be quiet and people, you know, you want to just reflect on the tragedy and it's not a place to be singing. Okay, maybe. But if you're going to sing anything, what's wrong with the national anthem, for crying out loud? And God knows, when they do memorial moments there on 9/11, when they actually do the remembrance of the day itself, there is music as part of that ceremony. So I'm sorry, just because it's organized and Mayor de Blasio and President Obama are standing there officiating while a choir is singing, that doesn't make it superior to an impromptu moment when these people are singing. I'm on board with this, and frankly, if that happened and I was standing there, I'd start singing along. You can't stop us, all right? I wonder if you can chime in on this. Were the guards right to do this? Is that an inappropriate thing to do? Can you imagine this here in Washington, D.C., at the Vietnam Memorial or the World War II Memorial or the Korean War Memorial? Would that be a problem, or wouldn't that be something that should be welcomed and encouraged? Give us a call and chime in on this, because I'm disgusted by it.
I'm completely disgusted by it. I'm completely outraged by it. So here these middle kid schools come, and they have the right attitude about this, you know? They want to come, and they want to have you're talking about a solemn moment. There's nothing more solemn than the singing of the national anthem. And so they decide that that's the way that they are going to pay tribute to those that died on 9/11. What a beautiful gesture. What a lovely thought. I mean, how many of us would have stopped and listened and applauded and thought that that was just wonderful and just amazing? And here you got this rent-a-cop, this Paul Blart cop wannabe, who comes over there and decides that they're going to interrupt this, that it's inappropriate. That, you know, look, I can't tell you how many times in my life as a reporter I have run into some rent-a-cop who believes that, you know, they have just a little bit of authority and they're going to wield it injudiciously. And they're going to make your life a living hell simply because they have the authority to do it in their little sphere. And you're in their little sphere and you got to play by their little game. This outrages me. Maybe I have a sensitivity because I've run into these people before, but I think that these people ought to be brought into a meeting and explained that, yes, it's a solemn place, but there is nothing more solemn than school children singing the national anthem in their angelic little voices. Oh, my gosh, what a touching moment ruined by a rent-a-cop.
Yeah, I have no doubt this rent-a-cop was operating under orders. I don't think that this is some renegade. I think that these are the rules, and they thought that they were enforcing it. William in Silver Spring, you're on WMAL. Hey, William.
Hey, guys, just two things. Can you imagine if they were singing a Black Lives Matter chant or a pro-homosexual chant, the media would be gloating how wonderful expression that is.
Well, I don't exactly know what a pro-homosexual chant is, but certainly, yeah, Black Lives Matters. If they were protesting there, I doubt they would have touched it with a 10-foot pole. You're absolutely right about that, William. I don't doubt it at all. And if there is a pro-homosexual chant, I'm sure it involves Judy Garland and Barbara Streisand in some way. And yeah, probably whatever agenda you've got, I'm sure you're allowed to express it, except, God forbid, the national anthem and patriotism. Dick in Alexandria, you're on WMAL. Hey, Dick.
Guys, I grew up in New York. I've been to the memorial. It's a very solemn place. When you were playing that song this morning, I'm choked up right now. It was so beautiful. But you can't have it there. You've got to have it under control, and it's allowed by the security.
Why does that have to be controlled?
Look what it opens it up to, though. You're going to have people come in. They're not going to sing the Star Spangled Banner. They're going to be protesting. It has to be a solemn place. As much as that was so beautiful and emotional, of children, middle school children doing that, I have to say, you need control there. It's such a solemn, beautiful place.
Well, if we need
to open the box, to open the can of worms, to many things.
Dick, with all due respect, I mean, if we need to place control on middle school children singing the national anthem, then something's wrong.
Yeah, I mean, Dick, I understand you're sincere in your opinion on this, and I understand you saying this opens the door for other things, but whatever happened to people using judgment?
Judgment!
Really, by allowing middle school children to sing in an impromptu manner, the Star Spangled Banner, that then opens the door to, you know, like a drag show or something? Can't we say, okay, there are some things that are appropriate here and there are some things that are inappropriate, and we're using our judgment to say that this is appropriate? I mean, what's more appropriate? I mean, maybe the only thing that's more appropriate is singing Amazing Grace or something like that, but I'm sorry. I'm not going to be on the side that stops these kids from singing the national anthem. It's a beautiful thing.
It
and
is.
We should encourage it more in
Absolutely.
Our kids. 644 on WMAO.
It's spring, and the weather can't decide what it's doing. Call Home Air Services for up to a $1,700 rebate on a new Linux system. Home Air Services can help keep your home comfortable. Call 301-984-0161 today. License number 9504.
Right, you're on the roller coaster. You're going up, you're going up, you're going up. You're nearing the top, and you know what's coming. You're about to go over the edge, and you're excited, right? You have that anticipation, and you have that little bit of fear. Hey, that's what it's like when you're facing retirement. That's right. The anticipation. Hey, I'm going to get to stop working. The fear. Ooh, but can I afford retirement? Listen, I want to tell you about my friend Larry Spoth at Retirement Protection Solutions. Can you afford to retire? Find out by visiting Larry's website, testyourinvestment.com. You go there, it starts the process. You'll find out whether or not your retirement strategy is working, and if it's not, Larry will help you customize a strategy that does work by generating income during your retirement. Call 800-611-1952 to find out more. That's 800-611-1952. Or put your current strategy to the test by visiting testyourinvestment.com.
Retirement Protection Solutions is a financial services firm that offers a broad array of products and services, including insurance and annuities. Licensed in Virginia, Maryland, and the District of Columbia.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And where we're quite busy right now trying to get into the 3rd Street Tunnel. Crash inside the tunnel near Massachusetts Avenue, still with help on the scene. We are just at a crawl as you come off of the Southeast Southwest Freeway, just after the 11th Street Bridge if you're working on the west side, and if you're coming from the eastbound direction over the 14th Street Bridge, that's where I'm seeing those backups. So again, that's with the crash in the northbound 3rd Street Tunnel. Now, for the Virginia Beltway, Tyson's, much better news. Traffic has been released. The crash on the outer loop right near 123. All lanes have been reopened, and the express lanes reopened as well. Do have the volume across the American Legion Bridge starting to get better pace the closer to the crash you get. Heads up, Metrorail. Been talking about this all morning. They're still single tracking red line trains between Van Ness and DuPont Circle. Intense delays, and they're trying to figure out a way to get commuters moving. So they're all outbound trains will bypass Woodley Park and Cleveland Park to try to reduce the single tracking slowdown. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Breeze coming out of the south, keeping us warmer today than we were yesterday. Temperatures well above average, sunshine with a few clouds and near 82. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
51 degrees right now at 647. That's the sound of a security guard at the 9/11 Memorial. And again, this is not inside the museum at Ground Zero where the remains are interred. No, this is outside, public space, a park with the fountains, children singing the national anthem, and then stopped right then and there by a security guard.
You know, we have places like that that are solemn and somber here in the nation's capital. I mean, could you imagine if this happened at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial? Not a person would have objected.
I wouldn't think so. Mike McKay here, a Vietnam vet, by the way, for the Army, who won their... Mike McKay, he points out that at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, though, it would not be tolerated. There's no speaking or making sound of any kind.
Yeah, and they let you know that as you go in.
They do. They do. And there are certain rules right then and there. And that's a grave site. This is not, well, I mean, it's above the gravesite. Anyway, it's a complex issue, and we wonder what you think. Tom in Annapolis, you're on WMAL. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Tom. Good morning.
Well, I'm tired of hearing from people like Dick, the Metro Mail that just called up. It's time that the silent majority starts pushing back a little bit. And, you know, Mayor de Blasio sat there and let occupiers defecate and urinate all over the place down by Wall Street.
Yeah.
And not a word was said. That was their right of expression.
All right, Tom, listen. Listen, Dick was very sincere in his beliefs, and I don't think he's a Metro man on that one. And it was Bloomberg who allowed all the defecation. But your point is well made, and I'm with you on it. Mike and Clifton, you're on WMAO.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, good morning, gentlemen. I just don't see what the problem is. You know, they can let a guy run around New York City with a guitar and some diapers, but yet, you know, a bunch of school kids can't, you know, sing, you know, a nice peaceful song. And one more thing, I don't think it's the security guard himself. I think it's actually the cop here. Somebody actually said something to them, and I don't know.
I agree. I think either someone complained or it's the policy of the park there. Thanks, Mike. How about Joe in Silver Spring?
You're hey, Joe. Good morning.
Joe.
Hey, good morning, fellas. This is really a good memory to bring back up. This is how you end up getting rid of. This is how prayer in church, prayer in school stopped. This is how public prayer stopped. Patriotism is right up there with prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of American politicians that look at patriots as retards. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right, Joe. You're passionate about your beliefs. I totally get it. And yeah. I think the analogy to public prayer is a great example.
It really is.
That's the thing. What if people sing when they pray? What if people were praying for the lost souls there at 9/11 and they were singing as they did it? Would that be stopped as well? Dwayne in Alexandria, you're on WMAL. Go, Dwayne.
Hey, Dwayne.
Hey, hello. Good morning. I'm calling. I'm not happy about that. They should have been allowed to do that. We paid for that spot. I understand it's a sacred spot, but it's still, you got school children being spontaneous. How often do you get that?
Exactly, Dwayne. It belongs to all of us, especially children. Yeah. And I'm just thrilled that children wanted to do that.
Exactly. Yeah. And at a time when so many kids would not even have that instinct. How wonderful.
It's 6:50 right now. The CNBC Business Report is coming up in just a few minutes on WMAL.
Far, far away lies a mysterious place called the Warehouse of the Unexpected. No one orders from this warehouse, but oh, does it deliver. Shipments of fate sent to cause workplace injuries at small businesses everywhere. A shovel that causes a landscaper to trip and break his arm. A pair of scissors that lands on a florist's toe. A puddle of coffee that makes a waiter slip and fall. Is it fair? Is it stoppable? No. But when the unexpected strikes, The Hartford helps more than 1 million small businesses prevail. With workers' compensation, property and liability insurance. When the unexpected strikes, will you be ready? Ask your agent for The Hartford by name or visit thehartford.com/prevail. Coverage subject to policy terms. Coverage provided by Hartford Fire and Affiliates.
Here's a quiz. Is identity theft just when someone other than you puts charges on your credit card? Nope, that's part of it. But identity theft is actually when someone pretends they're you for any number of undesirable reasons, like opening new accounts or a utility bill. Is it true that identity theft can't happen to you? Nope. 1 in 4 people have experienced identity theft. Will LifeLock help you more with identity theft than free credit monitoring will? Yep. LifeLock's proprietary technology detects a huge range of identity threats. And if you ever have a problem, one of our U.S.-based agents will work to resolve it. So how'd you do on the quiz? Come on, how'd you really do? No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you get a versus a when it comes to identity protection. Membership starts at just $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code LifeLock to get 10% off now. LifeLock.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP, and their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use the CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
It's 6:53, time to check in on your money at the CNBC Business Desk. Here is Stephanie Shelton.
Well, right now, futures are suggesting a flat to lower open for the U.S. stock markets. European markets are down. It's the anniversary of the Apple Watch, and analysts estimate about 12 million have been sold. That's about 61% of smartwatch sales, according to IDC. The box office winner at the movie theaters this weekend? Well, it was still Disney's Jungle Book. Second weekend in a row, almost $61 million in ticket sales, leaving Universal's launch of The Huntsman: Winter's War well behind with half the take. Halliburton postponing much of its second quarter report until May 3rd, but the big oil services company did say it's cut about 6,000 jobs during the quarter, and it took in $4.2 billion in revenue. Now, that's better than expected, but 40% less than a year ago. As the Beijing Auto Show gets underway, luxury automaker Mercedes unveiled a new E-Class car and showed off its futuristic Mi dealership, which includes a bar. There are only a handful like it around the globe. I'm Stephanie Shelton, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 830 WMAL.
I told you about Zero Res. Zero Res. Spell it forward, spell it backwards, yeah, still the same. Zero Res.
What's that called?
Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z. Zero Res. It's the Zero Res, a palindrome. Company I use to have my carpets deep cleaned, left looking brand new and smelling fresh. Now, they also clean hardwoods and laminate floors. They also clean upholstery. They clean tile and grout. They clean it all, and they clean it the right way. They use green, non-toxic products. Safe for you, safe for your kids, safe for your pets. They don't leave behind that residue. Your carpets, hardwoods, laminates, upholstery, tile. They stay cleaner, longer, and they look and smell and feel clean, too. And here's a great thing about this company. You're not going to get, you know, some day laborers into your home, you know, touching your stuff and messing with your things. No. All of the Zero Res Master technicians are highly trained company employees. They're bonded. They're background checked. They're drug tested. They're insured. You know who's coming into your home. I trust Zero Res. You should, too. And right now, for our WMAL listeners, it's the biggest sale of the year. Get 20% off any Zero Res cleaning. 20% off! Minimums apply. Book now. Call 703-382-1221, 703-382-1221, or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
It is now 6:55 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the very busy Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we are. We're stuck first in the 3rd Street Tunnel. Our crew's still dealing with the crash. Northbound 3rd Street Tunnel, right lane blocked as you work toward New York Avenue. And as a result, boy, we have big delays as you come off of the Southeast Southwest Freeway in each direction. So 695 this morning will be quite slow. And I'm coming out of Virginia. I'm seeing delays almost back at the Pentagon. As a result, for the Wilson Bridge, your backups near St. Barnabas Road, Route 4 between Woodyard and Dower House Road, slow, and a report of a crash right in that vicinity, giving us a little bit extra volume, unfortunately. Hung up in Laurel, each direction is the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, but with lanes open. Had the Virginia Beltway shut down in Tysons, but that's been cleared, and those delays are actually easing out. 66, it was a stalled car heading through Centerville. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Beautiful day today. Sunshine, few clouds, breezy and windy at times. High of 82 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Low of 64 degrees. Now, tomorrow, it'll be sunny with a few clouds here and there. Tomorrow's high, 85 degrees. Either way, this whole week looking warmer than last week for sure. Might get a thunderstorm tomorrow night. We'll keep an eye on that. Right now, 51 degrees at 6:57.
Here's Dan Bongino talking about Frank Howard for Congress.
If you're tired of the scheming and backdoor political games being played by the sellouts in the D.C. political class, my friend and a strong voice for business, Frank Howard, is your choice in the 6th Congressional District of Maryland. Frank's an authentic conservative, as fed up with the D.C. political machine as you are. Please vote for conservative businessman Frank Howard on April 26th.
Thank you, Dan. I'm Frank Howard, and I approve this message.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
We've seen it all over the media. A young African-American male pulled over by police. This time, Westland, Michigan. Levante Dell said that he was driving when he was pulled over for merely having tinted windows. But his story isn't what you think. The officer noticed Levante's 3-year-old daughter wasn't in a car seat. When asked why, he said he couldn't afford one right now. Westland police officer Joshua Scaglione then asked Levante to follow him in his squad car. They drove to a nearby Walmart, where the officer bought a car seat with his own money. After Levante went to install it, he looked up, the officer was gone. Like so many police officers in America, he had quietly given the helping hand to someone in his community. Levante drove to the police station to give proper thanks. I told him, you didn't have to do what you did. So many police officers do, quietly, every day, with no television station there to cover. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
It's time. The time when players become legends. When moments last forever.
It's over!
The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
on NBC, NBCSN, CNBC, and USA. Don't miss a moment.
You can get your IRA or 401k delivered to your home in the form of physical gold and silver coins. Augusta Precious Metals is the leader in home delivery gold IRAs. You get free shipping, free insurance, and no professional management fees. Call 855-858-5807 now for your free guide to Augusta Home Delivery Gold IRAs. Call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-858-5807. That's 855-858-5807. Trust Augusta.
Coming up on WMAL.
Yeah, there are more problems for Momata. Yeah, the Red Line had some problems this weekend. Also, we'll talk to legal analyst Joe DeGeneva.
And now Gardner at Heritage Foundation talk about the president's trip to Europe and this very unfortunate event with him being very openly critical of the Brexit